Good morning. You guys can just stand with us and we can just start with a worship song.
And we will sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Yes, high the name of Jesus.
Let's sing that again, and we will sing.
And we will sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. High the name of Jesus. What's not to love about you? Heaven and earth adore you. Kings and kingdoms bow down. Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. You are the life that frees us. You are the life that leads us. Like a fire burning, Son of God, you are the one. You are the one we're living for. We will sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Yes, high the name of Jesus. And we will sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. Yes, high the name of Jesus.
One last time and we will sing.
And we will sing, 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 and make music with the heavens. We will sing, 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 grateful that you hear us when we shout your praise. High the name of Jesus.
Goeie, goeiemôre, julle kan gou sit. Goeie, ek is vanoggend al baardman en professor en weet nie wat alles genoem nie. Julle baie dankie, is lekker om terug te wees. Ja, dis 'n voorreg om terug te wees, ons het baie lekker gerus. Gaan nie te veel daaroor praat, julle moet maar koffie kom drink saam met my dan. En ek my stories vir julle vertel, maar dit is regtig 'n voorreg om terug te wees in die huis van die Here. Ek wil gou vir ons bid en dan gaan ons gou offering net opneem en dan gaan ons weer aangaan met die worship. So ja, ek wil net sien as ek was 3 maande laas hier. So ek voel soos 'n nuwe besoeker in die kerk. So ek weet nie. Ek is 'n paar nuwe gesigte. As jy vandag dalk die heel eerste keer hier is, daar agter by daai ronde tafeltjie is daar seker kaartjies wat jy kan invul. Ons sal graag kontak met jou wil maak en sommer net 'n kuier of iets skeduleer en jou beter leer ken. So val asseblief vir ons so kaartjie in voor jy uitgaan. Ek gaan vandag. Ja, so Here Jesus, ons wil vir U so dankie sê dat ons vanoggend as 'n kerkfamilie in die huis van die Here kan wees, Here. Ons wil vir U dankie sê dat ons die Heilige Gees saam met ons dra, Here, 24 ure dag. En Here, dat ons by mekaar kan kom, Here, elke klein, soos ek vanoggend vir Joubert verduidelik het, Here, elke klein tempeltjie, tempel van die Heilige Gees, kom by mekaar. En wat 'n voorreg om die naam van Jesus saam groot te maak. En Here, ek bid vir oggend. Ek kom vra Here dat Here dat U sommer net die bekommernisse en die vrese sal dit afrol soos wat ons ons oë op Jesus Christus fokus vir oggend. En Here, ons wil kom vra Here dat ons gedagtes sal stil word. Ek wil nou sommer net kom bid en vra dat U Gees sal bedien vir elke gedagte wat op die oomblik miskien soos 'n aardskudding voel. En ek wil vra Here dat U vir oggend Here in hierdie oomblik mense sal skuif Here into the eye of the storm Here, daar waar U perfekte vrede het Here. En dinge kan maar om ons uit mekaar val en deur mekaar gaan Here, maar ons wil vir oggend wil ons na U toe kom en sê Jesus, help ons om ons oë weer gefokus en gefestig op U te kry. Heilige Gees, U is so welkom hier. Dankie vir U liefde, dankie vir U goedheid. Ons maak ons harte oop en sê kom bedien ons. Bedien ons met die waarheid, bedien ons met die Gees, Here. Kom bedien ons met die liefde wat ons vir mekaar het. Dankie daarvoor, Here. Dankie Jesus. Amen. Ek wil vra dat die ashers sommer gou-gou vir ons die offerande sal opneem en ja, sodra hulle klaar is daarmee dan staan ons weer en kan ons Here aanbid.
Reg, die kinders kan saam met ons uitbeweeg na die kinderkerk toe, Tannie Aniek en Tannie Alice en om JC en Tannie Alida na die worship, oor die hele groepie na die worship. Sorry, ons was 3 maande laas hier. Maar my en Tannie Aniek se groepie kan so lang saam met ons uitbeweeg en die graad 4 tot 7 is hulle worship eers lekker klaar met saam met hulle ouers. Alrighto, geniet julle diens.
You can just stand with us and we can continue with worship.
When my hope and strength is gone, you're the one who calls me on. Soul. Oh, your resurrection burns like fire in my heart. When waters rise, I lift my eyes up to your name. We are more than conquerors through Christ. You have overcome this world, this life. We will not bow to sin or to shame. We are defiant in your name. You are the fire that cannot be tamed. You are the power in our veins, our Lord. Our God, our conqueror. Singing to the night, Christ is risen and on high. Greater is He living in me than in the world. No surrender, no retreat. We are free and we're redeemed. We will declare over the Spirit, You are the Lord. We are more than conquerors through Christ. You have overcome this world, this life. We will not bow to sin or to shame. We are defiant in your name. You are that cannot be tamed. You are the power in our days, our Lord, our God, our conqueror. Is impossible, every chain is breakable. With you, we are victorious. You are stronger than our hearts, you are greater than the dark. With you, we are victorious. Nothing is impossible, every chain is breakable. With you, we are victorious. You are stronger than our hearts, you are greater than the doubt. With you, we are victorious.
Together.
Cause nothing is impossible, every chain is breakable. With you, we are victorious. You are stronger than our hearts, you are greater than the dark. With you, we are victorious. We are more than conquerors through Christ. You have overcome this world, this life. We will not bow to sin or to shame. We are defiant in your name. You are the fire that cannot be tamed. You are the power in our days. We are more than conquerors through Christ. You have overcome this world, this life. We will not bow to sin or to shame. We are defiant in your name. You are the fire that cannot be tamed. You are the power in our world, our God, our conqueror.
It's mine today that Jesus Christ has won, so I can face tomorrow, for tomorrow's in your hands. All I need you will provide, just like you always have. 'Cause I'm fighting a battle you've already won. No matter what comes my way, I will overcome. Don't know what you're doing, but I know what you've done. I'm fighting a battle
Your spirit is my help. You'll fix my eyes on Jesus Christ. Now say that it is well. Oh, I know that it is well. I'm fighting a battle you've already won.
It on our behalf, Lord. You know, Father God, thank you that we can just, you know, we can praise you today, not for just what you did, but just for who you are. You know, thank you that you're so worthy of all our praises, no matter how good or how bad it sounds in our ears, Lord. Thank you that you look at our hearts, Lord. And Father, our hearts are turned to you. We're turned to you, Lord God, and we just say, you're worthy. You're worthy of all our praises, Lord God.
The Lord. Helpless creatures bow, giving praise to Him and Him alone. There's no one like the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. He was slain and seated on the throne. There's no one like the Lord. Elders, creatures bow, giving praise to Him and Him alone. There's no one like the Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. He was slain and seated on the throne. There's no one like the Lord. Elders, creatures bow, giving praise to Him and Him alone. There's no one like the Lord.
We're so worthy,
Lord. Worthy is the Lamb. He was slain and seated on the throne. There's no one like the Lord. And now the creatures bow, giving praise to Him and Him alone. There's no one like the Lord. We crown You King of glory. We crown You King of glory. We crown You King of glory. There's no one like the Lord. We crown You King of glory. We crown You King of glory. We crown You King of glory. There's no one like the Lord. 'Cause worthy is the Lamb. He was slain and seated on the throne. There's no one like the Lord. Elders, creatures bow, giving praise to Him and Him alone. There's no one like the Lord.
Yes, Lord, thank You. God, that You're so worthy. God, I just want to ask that, yeah, we all, if it's possible, if You can just kneel before Him, because He's so worthy, and just show Him that You really worship Him. Show Him that He is worthy.
Because worthy is the Lamb. He was slain and seated on the throne. There's no one like the Lord. Elders, creatures bow, giving praise to Him and Him alone. There's no one like the Lord. Thank you.
let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. We crown you King of Glory. We crown you King of Glory. We crown you King of Glory. There's no one like the Lord. We crown you King of Glory. We crown you King of Glory. We crown you King of Glory. There's no one like the Lord. We crown you King of Glory. We crown you King of Glory. We crown you King of Glory. There's no one like the Lord. We crown you King of Glory. We crown you King of Glory. We crown you King of Glory. There's no one like the Lord. There's no one like the Lord.
To pray for the youth, specifically grade 7 and up. So I'm just going to do a prayer, and then I just want us to take time out, maybe just a few minutes, and I want you to, maybe you have children of your own in that age category, or you've got cousins or someone, but I just want us to take some time out and just pray for the youth. I think as individuals, all of us, we know what life is throwing at us, but I think sometimes we forget the pressures and the stuff that they have to deal with as well. And this morning, as a church, let's just cover them in that. So Lord, we want to thank you, Father God, Lord, for the young people in this church. We want to thank you, Father God, for the young people in this town, in this province, and in this nation, Lord. And God, they are the future. They are the next generation, Lord. And Father God, Lord, I want to thank you, Lord, that you are raising up in this time, Lord, young men and women in that age, Lord, that will lead mighty revivals. Some of them, Father God, don't even know it, Lord. Some of them, Father God, are caught up in sin. They're caught up in wickedness. They're caught up in all kinds of distraction. But Lord, you have called them from before they were formed in their mother's wombs. And Lord, as a church, Father God, with a prophetic voice, we call them, Father God, Lord, out of those places of darkness and wickedness and distraction, Father God. We speak to their spirit men, Lord. We speak to their insides, Lord. And we say, come forth, stand up, be counted. We pray, Father God, Lord, that they will hear the voice of the Lord from a young age. We pray, Father God, Lord, that they will cry out to God. that they will lead repentances, Father God, in their schools. They will lead intercessions, Lord, mightily, Lord, not driven by a program or a religious spirit, Lord, but spontaneously, because your spirit falls on schools. And we pray, Father God, Lord, that they will not be diminished, Lord, distracted, Father God, Lord, by the peer pressure, Lord, of friends, Lord, or trying to be cool or trying to fit in, Lord, but they will be guided by your voice, by the voice of their Father. We pray that they will seek your face in their quiet times. When they are in their rooms behind closed doors, they will seek your face, Lord. Not because we as parents tell them to do that, Lord. Not because some peer group tell them to do that, Lord, but because they heard from you. And they have a hunger for you. And they have the fire of the Holy Spirit burning inside of them. And they have a desire, Lord, to read Scripture, to study your word, Lord. That they will drink from the fountain of life, Lord. Lord, we want to bind, Father God, Lord, every demonic attack on our children, every distraction. Lord, we come against the distractions, Lord, the lust of the eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, and whatever those things represent, Lord. We pray, Father God, for a generation, a Joshua generation that will stand up and be counted. But niet tevrede is, that will not be happy, Lord, with a lukewarmness and a mediocrity and religious games, but that they will be known by the power of God and the great feats that they do for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I pray that in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I just want you, as you're sitting or standing there, just take a few minutes and in your own words, just pray for your own children. Just bless them. Just bless them. Bless them with joy. Bless them with peace. Bless them with a sense of righteousness and freedom. Just for a few minutes. Amen. Amen. Thank you very much. Dankie julle. Just coming back to my beard. The idea was I'm going to come and show it to you guys and then I'm going to cut it off. But now people like it so much, I think I'm going to keep it for a while. My wife likes it. So it's nice, makes me look grown up. Ja, lekker. Dankie Tannie. Okay, cool. Parents, I just want to encourage you, don't assume your children are okay. You got to check in with them regularly. And there's always a fight on for their souls. There's a fight on to get them away from Christ. That fight is obviously, it's on for us as well. The enemy goes out of his way to keep us lukewarm and away from the fire of God. But as grown-up people, we have a responsibility to intercede and to stand in the gap for them. So I just want us to encourage us. It's a great, great privilege to pray for our children. And not just for them to survive life, but to really be overcomers and to be history makers. You know, we walk by faith, not by sight. I have to look at my son and I don't have to only walk by what I see here in front of me. I have to trust the Lord and pray into his life the things that is not yet. And that's something that God has to come and show us. He's got to show us that we need a generation that is in love with the Word of God. There's been too many generations, us being part of that sometimes, who we don't love the Word. We don't love the Word. We have a religious relationship at best. We come to church for religious and traditional reasons, whatever our motivation is. And I really believe that the world is really getting darker and darker. That's no news for us. But in that, God's glory is going to shine brighter and brighter. And I really believe He's raising up generation that's going to be so passionately in love with Him. And with no fear, not going to stand for intimidation. They're going to spread the message of Jesus Christ. But our prayers, it's built on our prayers. Our prayers are the foundation of that. We are now the ooms en tannies met die baarde en die grys hare. It comes as a surprise, but it's boom like that and they're out of the school. So let's take up our prayer mantle and seriously just start interceding for our children as well during the weeks. All right. So this morning, I'll see where it goes. What's on my heart is just something that I think it was during this week sometime, one morning, I woke up and I was like just feeling seriously under, I don't want to over-dramatize it, but I just felt like a bit under attack. And I don't know who of you have felt that. You wake up in the morning and you're still lying down and then the thoughts start running in your head. Or your day or stuff or ideas coming or worries come or financial burdens start ministering to you. And while you're lying down, it's like, this is getting too much. Dis ook, wie dit al ervaar? Jy lê, jy wil net jou dag aan die gang kry, jy lê, maar dan begin die goed hardloop in jou kop. These things start running in your mind. And I told myself, like long ago, don't fight when you're lying down. Like literally, don't fight when you're lying down. And we've seen that. You've seen when somebody is lying down and being kicked. It's hard for them to fight back. Especially when they're being kicked from all over the place by different things and different stuff. And I think in our emotions, in our thoughts, in our soul, it's exactly the same thing. So sometimes posture is important. Get up, get out of bed. You know, it's like, I'm so glad Isabel asked us to kneel today. You know, sometimes there's something in the posture, in raising our hands when we worship God, in going down on our knees when we pray, when we kneel at our beds, we go into a posture of, God, we're going to pray now. We're serious. We're going to do business now. I mean, I'm guilty of that sometimes. You know, when you lay in your bed, dial your cell phone out, lees jy gou-gou Bible, read your Bible, and then you shoot up a few prayers, and then you switch off the light, and you sleep. But there's something when we're in the right posture. It's as if we get perspective again. So for me, practically, I have to get up. I have to walk around. I made a deal with myself. I'm going to put my cell phone. I did that, and it actually worked. Put my cell phone in the kitchen, not next to my bed, because I'm in the bad habit of picking it up, and then I open it, and I start reading WhatsApps. And there's more issues in the WhatsApps, and there's blessings in that. And I'm always so furious with myself when I've done that. So I put it in the kitchen, and I told myself, you're not going to touch your cell phone before you haven't had quiet time, prayed, and had a cup of coffee. You know, sometimes even a shower, that helps as well. Just wake up before you start fighting. You know, and life is a fight. And so I thought about that, and then I just realized, you know, perspective is important as well. And I'm just going to share, it's not like a deep theological sermon today. Maybe it's some practical tips that will help someone as well. But perspective is important. It's important for us to understand that Paul says in Ephesians 2, we are seated with Christ. Ons sit saam met Jesus in hoë plekke. We are seated with Christ in high places, above powers and principalities. And I am convinced that if you are a reborn child of God, the enemy wants to use your thoughts to get access to you. He wants to come and he wants to plant demonic stuff in your life. The world is satanic. Satanism isn't, you know, to slaughter a cat and to, I don't know, do stuff like that only. The world is under the dominion of the enemy, and so easily he gets into our minds. And his mission is to steal your joy. His mission is to steal your faith. His mission is to steal your hope. And he does that by making you feel guilty about stuff, by making you feel condemned, by making you feel like a loser. And he gets it right when we are down. I watched the sports yesterday in Ceres. Jubair and Fia went to play there. And it was so interesting for me. I mean, we know that, you know. When they win, they all like, so awesome. You know, the team stays together. They gather. They celebrate. They don't want to leave one another. But when they had a whooping, when they lost, they scatter. They run to mom and dad. They come and stand there. And I had this chat with Fia, and I said, you know, my experience on the sport fields many times is that it's traumatic in a sense. You know, like the rugby specifically, it's traumatic. There's a clash, there's fighting, there's stuff going on there. And yesterday they tackled you bad, but it was like one of those, had his arms, and then they put him down. So like, it was like a really, wasn't like a spear tackle, but they put him down hard. So when he got up, it was like crying. And he just wanted to go off the field. So I had to walk to him and say, listen, are you okay? And I'm like, so now I have to be like, not the pushy dad. I'm like, you know, you only have 10 minutes because they played just one way. It wasn't the half time. And I said, but can you play? You know, like in my mind, I'm going like, I drove all this way here, you know, for 2 minutes. But now you've got to be like nice as well. You don't want to force the kid. But are you? It's like, I'm hurt. I'm like, yeah, but are you broken? You know? No, I'm not broken. I said, but do you want to play again? Yes, I want to play again. I said, well, come on, let's go and ask meneer. And then we put him back on the field, and then he played again. But I just realized that we are the same many times. We get so intimidated by the battles in life. And the moment we start losing or we start taking the lie of the enemy, it's as if our soul, it shrinks. And fear comes into our lives. And the moment fear comes in, there's something that ministers to us and tells us you're alone. Fear ministers loneliness. And that's where the enemy wants us. He wants us in that place where we feel lonely and isolated. And that's one of the biggest lies. And my sermon's title this morning is just in regards to running. How's your run? Coincidentally, yesterday was the Cape Town Marathon, the Ultra Marathon. I think it's 56. The what? The Two Oceans, yeah. 56 kilometers, something like that. Anyway, so maybe some of you did it and you're still sore, or you know people who did it and you're still sore. But the Apostle Paul comes in, and he, you know, he talks about running in a few places. There's this one scripture in 2 Timothy 4 where he says, "For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure has come. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." And Paul wrote this letter. This was his last letter before he was beheaded by Nero. That's why he's saying, you know, I've done my part in the Christian race. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. So believers, this morning, I want to remind you that we are in a fight and we are in a race. And I want to ask you this morning, how's it going with your running? How's your run? Do you still come to church with an excitement in you? Or is it just a religious action? Do you serve the Lord with an excitement? Are you on fire or are you burned out? Because we have to stay in that place where we are on fire for the Lord. I've been reading through Jeremiah, and I realized, you know, that life is a race. I'm in ministry, but during the sabbatical as well, I realized my battles doesn't stop, and you will know it. You don't have to be in full-time ministry to realize that the battle is on every day. So ministry isn't the race. Bringing people to the Lord or sharing the gospel, that isn't the race. It's part of the race. The race that Paul is talking about is our life in Christ. And as I read through the book of Jeremiah, I realized that the Israelites, they started off well. You go through the Old Testament. But by the time you get to the prophet Jeremiah, he's prophesying the destruction of Jerusalem. He's prophesying them, they're going to be taken away by the Chaldeans to Babylon. So it's doom and gloom. And you realize they did not run well because they got distracted. God is like furious. He's so angry at them because of what their forefathers did as well. He specifically mentions King Manasseh. They did abominable stuff. They sacrificed their children to Molech. They worship idols in the high places. They were so distracted, and the distraction was meant to get them away from their relationship with God. And we are in the same place. We are in the same place. I actually went after three chapters. Everybody knows about ChatGPT these days, the artificial intelligence. And I was curious. So I said, ChatGPT, I didn't say ChatGPT, I just typed it in, but apply Jeremiah 2 and 3 to South Africa. Because the similarities is so alike. It's like you can draw a parallel. And what he kicked out was very interesting. It was like, yeah, we started off well, but we're in a mess. But the thing that was highlighted as well is the mercy of God. Because if you read Jeremiah, it's like, as asof he had yielded beklei. He's like furious. He's fighting all the time. But every here and there, he says, return to me. Return to me. Come back to me. He likens what the nation did to adultery. Not it was a mixture between adultery and idolatry. Adultery. Adultery. So he says in one place, if a wife leaves her husband and she goes to another man, will she not be defiled? And the answer is yes, obviously. It's a mess. It's going to be so much hurt and pain and destruction and brokenness in that family and in that marriage, in that relationship. And then God says the most amazing thing. He says, but return to me. He says, I will forgive you if only you return to me. If only you return to me. And I'm reading through Jeremiah, and the whole time I'm applying this to South Africa, you know, because it's impersonal. South Africa. It's those politicians. So people out there. All the sinners. And there's a moment where God started to convict me. And he says, what about you, Rick? Do you know that you are capable of abomination as well? You are capable of sins as well. And in fact, you have sinned. You've done a lot of wrong. But come back to me. Come back to me. And this whole thing about my race came up. How am I running? Am I still enjoying it? How's my heart? What's going on in my heart? Because I need a healthy heart. I need a strong heart if I want to run a good race. If I want to run with endurance. And I think so many times we focus on the challenges and the distractions and the things outside. And we neglect our heart. And I want to ask you this morning, believer, how's your heart? How's your heart? My heart, my feelings, my emotions, what I feel and my thoughts, it's connected. In Hebrews 12, very familiar scripture that we know. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. How are you running the race? If you are part of a race, imagine you're running this, the two oceans, or you're running the comrades. With who do you compare yourself? I'm sure if I look at us here, it will be fatal if you compare yourself with the winners in front, the guys running in front. If you run your race and you compare yourself with the guys running in front and you're like here in the middle or at the back, you're always going to feel, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I've got to do better. Got to be better. And then you train and you run the next race and you're like, I'm still not winning. Are you comparing yourself with the slaggers behind, the Owens that nicks fool me? I don't care about the race. I'm just somehow going to pull out. That's not good either. With who are you comparing yourself in the race? And this is a beautiful thing. Hebrews 12 says, looking to Jesus, this is how we have to run the race. Looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Verse 3 says, consider him, contemplate, think about it. Meditate about it. Think of what Jesus has done. Think about the cross. Don't just celebrate Passover one Sunday a year. Think about it daily. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. So I'm going back to verse 1. He says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. And I believe there's a key in that. If you want to get rid of the things coming at you, the worries, the fears, the lies, those things that I mentioned when you wake up in the morning and it's on you, those things that other people maybe throw on you, if you want to get rid of that, if you want to run your race weightless, it says, look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Consider what he has done. I had a beautiful moment this week where that day I woke up and it was like I had all these worries and fights and I have to come back to church and I don't even know if there is a church. Are there still people here? Do they still love Jesus? Do they still follow the Lord? How are they doing? That's the one thing. You look at the country economically, you're worried. What's going on? Where is things going? Fear, 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 fear all the time. And I took some time out in the right posture, in the right position, having the perspective of being seated with Jesus Christ. You know, when you're on a mountain, you look down on the town, all your problems seem so far away. But something like that, you look at life and you're like, seems so small. If we are seated with Christ, we get perspective. My God is greater. I am seated with Jesus. I have a partner. I am in Christ. I have the Spirit of God inside of me. I can face life. I can overcome life. I can run the race. I can run it with joy. And I had this moment where I just talked to the Lord and I said, Lord, I have some negative stuff in my life, negative thoughts, negative patterns. What should I do with it? And the word exchange came to me. He said, exchange it. And I thought about the cross. And like for the next few minutes, I just prayed and I said, Lord, where there's negativity and pessimism, I come and exchange it with joy. Thank you that negativity and pessimism was nailed to the cross. I come and exchange that with joy. Lord, where I have lost faith, you look at certain stuff and you're like, that's impossible. That's impossible. I said, Lord, I come and exchange that hopelessness with faith. Thank you for that. Where there's anything that's depressive, where there's anything that is negative or not from God, God help me to discern what is my own flesh, what is the lie of the devil, and what is the Word of God? What is the Spirit of God telling me? And I ended up asking myself, how can I be the most positive person on the planet? That's maybe taking it a stretch too far. But I just think there's a place where we many times don't walk in the authority that God has given us. And we start believing the lies of the enemy. I think there's a scripture considering running as well in Galatians 5. I can't remember if I have it on there, but Galatians 5, where Paul asks the Galatian church, who has hindered you from running? Who has hindered you from running? Oh, there it is. You were running well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? What are the stuff that you believe about yourself, about God, about the people around you, about where you live, your neighbors, met hulle blaffende honde, the barking dogs, or your current circumstances that is hindering you from obeying truth, from running, from enjoying the race? Can you guys come up again? And that's my altar call this morning. Some of you might say, yes, Rico's baie hoor. There's so many things that I just feel is hindering me at this time. I've become religious. I've become cold. Ek is nie meer so opgewonde oor die Here nie. Ek is nie opgewonde om sy kerk te bou. I don't want to build his church anymore. I'm tired. You know, there's nothing wrong when you run a race to rest. Resting is part of our race. Getting the rhythms right is part of our race. And some of us, we want to retire from the race. You may retire, but like they do in a pit stop. They refuel and then they retire so that they can re-enter. And we can do that. Some of you are tired of serving. You're like, you know, I serve everyone. I serve at the church. I serve during the week. I serve my family. Look at some of the ladies. As kos maak in die oggend, kos maak in die aand, kos maak. She's feeding them ungrateful mouths. And then I have to clean up afterwards as well. And you get tired. We get tired of serving, and then our hearts become callous. I just want to pray this morning for us. I trust that God will heal our hearts, because I really believe that a healthy servant hand, if I can put it that way, comes from a healthy heart. And that goes for life. A Christian value is to serve, to lay down our lives. That is what Jesus came to show us. And many times we serve like slaves. We're like, yeah, I know I have to serve. Maar ek so moeg geserf. Ek sien of my lekker nie. And you probably need a break. Take it. Take a break. But make sure God heals your heart. Make sure there's moments of intimacy. Because we cannot get away from serving. We've been called to be servants. But God wants us to find joy in that serving as well. So if you're tired, take a break. But make sure you get refueled, retired, so that you can re-enter. Get the rhythms in your life right. If you're sitting here today, I just want you let's stand, just that there's some blood flowing and you get the right posture. But this is what I feel. I just feel there's some things that, you know, this is a reality in your life. You look at things and there's maybe pessimism or negativity, or there's laziness, or there's procrastination, or there's distractions, there's a double-mindedness. Maybe some of you struggle with covetousness. You compare and you're jealous. Maybe some of you struggle with slander. There's skinner. And I've mentioned fear, or there's pride, or there's shame. Whatever the enemy comes and he wants to condemn you with that, say, that's your problem. Jy sukkel met daai sonde. As we're standing here as brothers and sisters, I just want you to do a simple prayer. Say, Lord, I want to thank you for the cross. And I want to thank you that whatever this accusation is, that makes me feel a bit like a loser, this lie has been nailed to the cross. Because I'm seated with Jesus Christ. He paid the price for me. I'm justified by the blood of Jesus, and that has made me righteous. I don't have to filter myself. I don't have to beat myself over the head. I want to run the race with my eyes kept on Jesus. Not in a religious way, in a life way. A scripture that stood out for me in Jeremiah is where God says there's two evils that this nation has committed. They've neglected the fountain of life. They've pushed him aside. And they've built themselves cisterns that can't keep the water. Hulle het hulle bakkies gemaak, potte, bekers gemaak wat die water nie kan hou nie. And that's what the enemy wants for our lives. He wants us to try and to suckle and to suffer on our own. And God's saying, come back. Whatever you have done, whatever you struggle with, come back. Come back to the fountain of life. And come and drink until you're full. Come and speak to me. I love you. I forgive you. I died for you on the cross. I paid the price. So can we do that? Can we maybe just raise our hands or just one hand? And I'll just do a corporate prayer for us, but I want you to, during this day or week, have an intimate time with the Lord. And bring the things that's hindering your race to Him. Lord Jesus, as a church, we thank You that we are seated with Jesus Christ. We thank You, Lord, that we are above all powers and principalities. We are above, Lord, ideas and ideologies that is contrary to You and to Your truth. We're standing in places of authority, Lord, and we can trample on serpents and scorpions. God, we bring, Father God, the things that minister to us from a demonic place, from a place of the flesh. And Lord, we want to come and tell it. We know You are there. We see You. And we declare that You are a lie, masquerading as the truth, masquerading as light, masquerading as freedom. You're a counterfeit. And Jesus, thank You that we can nail that to the cross because it's been nailed there already. And that in exchange for that, we can put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We can put on faith. We can put on hope. We can put on joy. We can put on righteousness, Lord. We can put on love. God, I pray for hearts that is tired, hearts that is broken, spirits that have shrunk in because of intimidation. And I pray, Father God, Lord, that there be a mighty release, a mighty setting free, Lord. And Father God, Lord, that once again, Lord, we will lift our knees high and we will run this race with joy. Because we know, God, that even if we're seated with Christ, Christ is with us. He's running with us. His Spirit is with us. And thank You, God, that we are in You. I pray that in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord. Amen. Amen. Can we close with daai een eerste liedjie wat of tweede liedjie wat ons gesing het van sy nuwe song?
Die een.
Ja. That one.
That Jesus Christ has won, so I can face tomorrow, for tomorrow's in Your hands. All I need You will provide, just like You always have. 'Cause I'm fighting a You're doing, and I know. and manna for today. And when it's gone, I know you're not. You are my hope and stay. When the sea is raging, your spirit is my help. You fix my eyes on Jesus Christ, and I'll say that it is well. For I know that it is well. I'm fighting a battle you've already won. No matter what comes my way, I will overcome. Don't know what you're doing, but I know what you've done.
The battle, Jesus. All these things facing us, Jesus, they are but small things that you conquered on the cross, Jesus. Nothing can rise in comparison to you and what you have done, and where you claim victory, Lord. And we claim that victory now, Jesus, over all these things, Lord. Everything plaguing us, Lord, everything temporary in this world, everything from the enemy, everything from our flesh, Lord, we lay it at your feet because you have already won. So, Lord, I ask that you help us to see that victory, to claim it, to walk in it, Lord, as we walk out of here. Thank you, Jesus, that you have already won. Thank you, Jesus, that we can walk in that. Thank you, Lord, we are not bound by the chains of anything, Lord. Break those chains in the name of Jesus. We claim that victory, Lord, as we walk out of here, Lord. And I pray that you would help us to remind ourselves and remind each other, Father, as we walk out here, that we are victorious through you. We are more than conquerors. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, guys. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. It's amazing to have